Though the readings on this podcast might be airy as Aquarius, the language and themes can be fiery as Leo. On this episode, we're exploring the Moon Maven of Lunar Living, Malia Black's April 2024 Oracle reading from the Soul Trees deck featuring the Adventure card. Hey y'all, I'm Grace, and this is Mediocre Mystic, the podcast where we explore how mediocre makes the world go round and how mediocre works in mysterious ways. Thanks so much for joining me and Malia. Please take a moment to subscribe, follow, rate, and review Mediocre Mystic on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, or any of the platforms where you find your podcasts.
Then we move into April. Spring. This is an exciting card, the Adventure card for April. And this is telling us to branch out. No pun intended. We need to branch out. The adventures are found by usually going just outside of our comfort zone. When I think of adventure, I think of things like roller coasters and things that were a little bit scary, but also thrilling, right? So we have to branch out. The change that we want to see comes when we have to allow new growth. So what you want to ask yourself for the April new moon, which will come on April the 8th, you want to ask yourself, like, what kind of mind adventures do I need to go on? What kind of new thoughts do I want to bring in? Experiment with, like, new thoughts, new patterns in your life. Think original designs, right? Trusting yourself to find the path. For so many of us, it is going to be so vitally important this year, this lunar year, that we really learn to truly think for ourselves and not allow influence to override our intuition. And right now, that is rampant. If you are following a thought process in any way, shape, or form, then you are following. Very few of us are actual free thinkers, because it's just so easy in the age of information to get caught up in, oh yes, that resonates with me. I'm going all in on that. Oh yes, this resonates with me. I'm going all in on that. And then we find ourselves locked into a new belief system and we didn't even realize it. So it's going to be really important for us to branch out and allow ourselves to see, to experience, to know, to be, and to find the path for ourselves. So when you're thinking about your mind and your brain, I want you to think of, like, the most beautiful and original art, the most beautiful and original design that's not like anyone else's. And April is a beautiful time to let that really just, quote, spring up, right? So that's what you want to be asking yourself for the April new moon. Where can I branch out? What kind of new growth and change do I need to allow?
It's fairly easy to think of adventure in our physical body, like riding a roller coaster on a beautiful spring day. But that outward adventure starts within. When we make the decision in our mind to overcome the fear of the roller coaster so that we can experience the thrill of it in our spirit. Most of the fear we combat is from within, and the way we conquer it is too, with the courage we find that lies in that very same space. And we experience the results of it all in our physical body. Mind, body, spirit, it's all inextricably linked. And I think the greatest human adventure is this integrated way of experiencing ourselves as whole beings with all of our senses and all of our sensibilities. This is what the middle way is all about, embracing that right in the same body exists both a mind with fear and a spirit with courage. So, the practice becomes trusting our own intuition for when to rely on caution that develops wisdom, and when to rely on bravery that develops strength. Now, if you're anything like me, I can tend to overthink this process of branching out, and I can feel anxious about stepping outside of my comfort zone. I see the bright and shiny prize of change, but I give all my damnedest to try and ensure that whatever risk I take will guarantee a reward. But we all know, it just doesn't work like that on the path to new growth. And yet, I can still find myself trying to manage the outcome of any chance for change that I take, weighing the pros and cons ad nauseam. Let me tell y'all, no one loves a whiteboard with colorful dry erase markers more than me. But in so doing, I'm actually allowing influence to overtake my intuition. Anticipating the risk of failure can keep us from the audacious reward of expansion. Notice I didn't use the word success, because sometimes failure is the exact adventure we're meant to go on for the greatest advancement of ourselves. I've had some pretty shitty failures in my time, and they have pushed me to some of the most long-lasting, solid changes within myself that continue to challenge me to new growth. So then, how do we find our way to the adventure of free thinking, free feeling, free being? I think the key is in a quote I heard recently from Dame Helen Mirren. It's a good thing to break your own rules on a regular basis. But much like Henny Penny, we think the sky is going to fall if we make a move. Now, the clouds might move in a way that we're unaccustomed. Rain or snow may even fall from above. But dear friends, the sky will remain. So let's take Malia's exhortation to experiment with new ways of thinking and new patterns of being. On that exploration, I leave you with Malia's question to us. What kind of mind adventures do you need to go on? What kind of new thoughts do you want to bring in? Now that you've heard from Malia and me, I want to hear from you. How's the month of April treating you? Call or text me at 980-355-9665. Email me at mediocremysticpod@gmail.com. Visit mediocremystic.com and check out the show notes for links to social media and references from this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, follow, rate, and review Mediocre Mystic on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, or any of the platforms you find your podcasts. If you'd like to hear Malia's story, go listen to Season 3, Episode 5 of 2022. Learn how her near-death experience changed everything, from deconstructing her fundamentalist evangelicalism to reconstructing her life, standing firmly in her own truth. And until then, may the phases of the moon wane your pains and wax your joys to the max.